President Calderón blaming the northern neighbor, rallying the people.
I say this is a fight of all Mexicans, because criminals don't discriminate. They hurt all of society. That is why your participation is vital, because this is everyone's fight.
After a week of presidential pleas for support and a letter to the Mexican people saying the U.S. is a drug-addicted neighbor, the drug war answers with mass graves, assassinations of Mexican officials, and the killing of a local mayor who was already on the run from drug gangs. On the first day of a long, hot summer, Mexicans wonder how much worse it can get. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's Monday, June 21st, the solstice, a long, hot summer in Mexico. The casualty rate since 2006 is worse than what's going on in Iraq.
It's a heartbreaking story, and it has been for some time coming out of Mexico, a story that doesn't seem to get any better. But let's get a check on the top headlines this morning. NATO says one of its helicopters went down in southern Afghanistan this morning, killing three Australian and one American soldier. This comes as top U.S. officials had differing takes on the withdrawal of American troops. Defense Secretary Robert Gates told Fox News,
"The pace in with which we draw down and how many we draw down is going to be conditions-based."
White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel told ABC News that the calendar will decide.
The July 11th date, as stated by the president, that's not moving, that's not changing. Everybody agreed on that date.
At least 59 NATO troops, including 36 Americans, have died so far this month.
In southern Iraq, soaring temperatures are pushing tensions to the boiling point. Hundreds of people have taken to the streets to protest lengthy and continuing power outages. Riot police had to break up the crowds in several Iraqi cities. Meanwhile, at Iraq's northern border this morning, Turkish commando teams rappelled down from helicopters and poured out of mechanized infantry units to surround Kurdish rebels. Turkish officials say the operation is in response to a surge in rebel attacks that left 12 Turkish soldiers dead over the weekend. Iran has barred two United Nations nuclear inspectors from entering that country this morning. And Mexico's Catholic Church, referring to what we were talking about at the top of the hour, warns that drug cartels may now be trying to influence this year's state elections. The Archdiocese of Mexico says organized crime groups are trying to put their own candidates on the ballot in next month's election to decide 12 of Mexico's 31 governorships. The church wants people to be vigilant.
The government's six-month moratorium on deep-water drilling in the Gulf of Mexico heads to a federal court today. Several oil companies will ask a federal judge in New Orleans to block the ban. So how much oil has leaked so far from the spill there? Put it this way. If all of the oil from the BP exploded rig was divided up, an equal amount was given to every American, we'd all get four soda cans full of crude. The man accused of planting a bomb in Times Square will appear in New York court today. Faisal Shahzad is expected to enter a plea to 10 terrorism and weapons charges. And Poland's presidential race is heading for a runoff. Voters will decide next month between the interim president and the former president's brother.
It's the first trading day after China announced its currency might have a more flexible exchange rate. The yuan is off to a strong start in overseas trading. China's central bank says it will keep the yuan stable and has no immediate plans to revalue its currency. But it's all moving the markets. Asian and European markets are up. Futures are way up on Wall Street. The Dow will start trading at 10,450. The S&P opens at 1,117, and the NASDAQ opens at 2309. Coming up this morning, our series DIY Checkup continues. Tips on how you can improve your own health. Today, four simple steps on how to set priorities. You can get the conversation started now. What are your own rules for staying healthy? Does it take more than four steps? Is it just one? Walking a few miles each day? Drink more water? Avoiding red meat? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or at thetakeaway.org. We'll talk about all of this in depth later this hour.
And in a few minutes, we'll look at the intersection between increasing violence and politics in Mexico.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.